Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply Hump Day. Hump Day. Now, everybody knows what Hump Day means. If you've worked in corporate America for any length of time, you know that Hump Day is Wednesday. It means that you only have 2 more days to go before the end of the week. As a business owner, I love to recruit on Hump Day because research studies show that 80% of Americans are dissatisfied with their current jobs. They wish they could be somewhere else, and they struggle as hard as they can just to make it through Wednesday so they can get through the rest of the week. Well, in business, there is also a Hump Day. You're running your own business. You've got your own deal and you're working it every single day. Well, there is a hump for you as well because you've got to stay motivated and encouraged in order to do your jobs effectively as well as attract those who are dissatisfied with the jobs they have. There are 4 key components to remember in our HUMP acronym, and it's just the way that we go after it on this day even better than we do every other day. That H in our HUMP acronym reminds us of the importance of hustle. Hustle. Yes, my friends and neighbors, there can never be a substitute for hustle. That's when you give it all you've got. That's when you make sure that you're focused. You're going as fast as you can. There was a show that used to come on television called Supermarket Sweep. And in this show, the contestants would have just a couple of minutes to fill their grocery carts with as much food as they could, as many items as they could. And whoever had the most value in their cart, they would be declared the winner. Well, when the gun would go off, they would rush down the aisles and they would toss everything they could in it, and they would make sure that they could fill their basket up as high as they possibly could. Well, business is just like that because somebody is waiting on you to call them today. Someone would actually buy your products and services today if you reach out to them. Somebody else is going to join your team today because you reach out to them. I made an acronym for HUSTLE. It's an acronym that we've used in our offices for many, many years. HUSTLE just reminds us to hurry up. Something terrific leaves every day. The phone calls we don't make result in missed opportunities. The people we don't connect with, the messages we don't return, the emails that we never correspond back to, those individuals represent missed opportunities, and the true hustler never misses an opportunity. I was at a sporting event many years ago, and I was always impressed every time I go with the guys who were standing outside selling tickets. Now, they are hoping that someone shows up to the game without a ticket. And I would say to myself, who shows up to a game without a ticket? Well, there are millions of people that do it across the world every single day. They go looking for an opportunity. Think about it, my friends and neighbors. There are people who are tired of getting over the hump. They hope you call them. They hope you connect with them. They're looking for an excuse to leave that 9-to-5 or to supplement their income. They're hoping that you call them. That first step to get over the hump is we must adopt the principle of hustle. The next one, my friends and neighbors, if you want to get over the hump, if you want to make it through and actually have a breakthrough, you've got to give yourself an ultimatum. Yes, an ultimatum. That's the U in our HUMP acronym. That's when you place a demand on yourself to say, I am not going to do this until I do that. I love to eat sweets. I always have. Chocolate cake, I like it. That's one of my weaknesses, as it were. Well, I don't get the opportunity to eat sweets or eat anything until I work out. That's my ultimatum because I know that it's my weakness. I dangle a carrot in front of me, as it were, and I say to myself, okay, I can only have this when I work out. By the same token, my friends, there may be things that challenge you in business. You may be poor at returning phone calls. Then say to yourself, I'm not going anywhere today until I return my phone calls. I'm not going to watch my favorite show. I'm not going to talk to my best friend. I'm not going to hang out with the guys. I've got an ultimatum that I've got some work to do. It's the pressure or the challenge you place on yourself in order to ensure performance. Dieters do it all the time. Weightlifters do it all the time. People who who have gym memberships, they do it all the time. We've got to also do the exact same thing, because again, if we don't, it'll be hard to make it over the hump. That M in our HUMP acronym reminds us of the importance of mastering the message. What is your message? What do you say to people when they ask you what you do and why you do it and how long you've been involved and what attracted you to the opportunity that you're taking advantage of right now? It's a question I ask people almost every single day. Whatever they do, I don't care what it is. If it's a waitress, I'll say, tell me what attracted you to the position of a waitress. I always want to know what people do. Well, they'll ask me then what I do, and it sparks a conversation. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to master your message. The more comfortable we are with our message, the more we're going to talk and reach out. Back when I was in high school, pickup lines were popular. And as a young boy, I would practice pickup lines. As a teenager, I would say, I know I'm going to be surrounded by women, and I'm going to want to make sure that the one I like, I can say the right thing to them. So I'd practice them. I would say, if I followed a young lady down the hall, I'd say, listen, I'm only following you because my dad told me to follow my dreams. Somebody else I'd see, I'd say, I'm no organ donor, but I'd be happy to give you my heart. Then I may see somebody else and say, you look familiar. Didn't we take a class together? I could have sworn we had chemistry. You know, I would work and practice on these pickup lines. Well, obviously, listening to those lines, you could understand why I probably didn't pick a lot of people up. However, I mastered my message, and it's the one that masters the message that has the ability to pick up, as it were. There are so many opportunities to gain clients and to increase business and to build a team. There are so many things that if we say the right words, people would join us. They'd be excited about spending time with us. You'd be amazed at what happens when we master the message. And then finally, my friends and neighbors, you cannot get over the hump without partnerships. Running your own business is a challenge. It's something that tests your determination. It tests your will. It tests your spirit. Everything about us is tested when we run and operate our own shows. It is. Yes, it is a tough deal. And partnerships make it much easier. One of my favorite activities in school growing up was the field day. We'd have a field day, and one of my favorite events was the three-legged race. That's when you would tie your leg to a friend of yours, and both of you would have to run in lockstep in order to make it to the finish line. I love the three-legged race, because if one fall, the other had to stop and pick him up. So for us, it's just the same way. This race is much better. It's much more exciting. It's much more energetic when we are together. I challenge you to identify who your partner is. I say, look and outline, who is my partner? Who am I partnering with? Who's running this race with me? Who has the same type of schedule that I have? Who's got the same type of flexibility in their time as I do? Who are the ones that I can call on, and we can work together, not only to get over the hump, but free a lot of people as well? Listen, if you enjoyed this training segment, you'll love the online video soft skills courses offered by Success Training Institute. Just contact the person who sent you this podcast and find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.